painting the door. With a bucket of outdoor white paint in my grip, I stand by the graying door, thinking that now the hoop should come down, since it seldom gets used anymore. But the round, dirty marks that surround the old net make me think of past contests held here by this door that's been scarred near the back of the yard, and I pause as a vision comes clear. I hear now the slap of a ball on the road and the jangle it makes on the rim, and the whish of the ball through the net when it falls, the team's shouts when they see it go in. I see the kids' breath in the cold winter air and their coats on the ground in a stack, while past happy cheeks sweat drops to their feet. Then, of a sudden, I'm back. Most of the team has left for new courts, and I stand alone here on mine, remembering a while with both tears and a smile of a precious and God-given time. I look at the marks on my old door once more and begin putting paint tools away. The neighbors, I guess, will talk nonetheless. I can't paint that door. Not today.